Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Friday morning, just a little after 9:20. Just spoke with Riley County Extension 4-H agent John Job. If you missed any of that a little later today, you can go on to newsradiokman.com, go to our on-demand tab, and you can go back and listen to that one. Yesterday, whatever we might have archived, you can go back and check that out. Right now, I am here with Riley County Senior Service Center Director, Jamie Ramsey. Jamie, welcome this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to bring the folks up to date about our kitchen remodeling. And we're a little behind. We're hoping to serve our first meal this Wednesday. We will have the open house on Thursday, which is Thursday the 21st. The time has changed. We've gone from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock because I know there are people who will want to see the kitchen, and we're anticipating a lot of people who will come for the meal on Thursday. And we just literally can't have people going through the kitchen while we're serving. So it'll be at 1 o'clock on Thursday. Come down. We're going to kind of recognize those foundations that gave money along with the city to make that possible. And then if you want a quick peek at the kitchen, please do come down. So that's kind of where we have been, is trying to tie that construction project up over. And I know that the folks who are getting our home-delivered meals are looking forward to some normalcy now, that they're not eating chicken wraps and they want a good hot meal, as well as our folks who dine in-house. So that's coming. I wanted to remind some folks of things that are coming up. The first is our AARP Smart Driving course. It will be Tuesday, September 26th and Wednesday, September 27th from 12 to 4. Folks have been waiting to take this course. It helps them kind of go back through the rules of the road. And it also, for some insurance companies, will provide a discount for their car insurance. But we still have space, so they can call down at the center at 537-4040. The course is $20 unless you're an AARP member, and then it's $15. But we need your AARP number. So.
All right. Brady Bowman here with Riley County Senior Service Center Director Jamie Ramsey. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And Jamie, just looking at all the October programs, it doesn't seem like there's much of a break in there for anybody. Got a lot of stuff.
We do, because things were kind of slow this summer because of the construction, and we were, you know, having to move folks around. So we slowed things down, but now it's time to, and September, October, November are always busy for us. What I want to let people know is we try to tie in some national days. So we have National Chocolate Cupcake Day, and that's Wednesday, October 18th. And then we have National Caramel Apple Day. Folks always like to eat. So we've thrown those in. If you have any questions, concerns, want to know what date and time, just give us a call.
Dave just perked up over there on the other side.
He likes ice cream, too.
There's not a whole lot of things, Jamie, that
we're going to be up your alley then.
Like liver, eggplant. Those are things I say no to.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, I thought turnips. you were going to be like, I like those things. That didn't sound right.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the things, we have partnered with the K-State leadership class up at K-State, and they have provided us a volunteer every Wednesday to help with technology. So and I know I've done it too. If there's something on my phone and I've done something to it and I can't figure out how to get rid of it or to add it back on. And so she comes in from 11:30 to 1. You need an appointment. And then she'll either figure that out. You can bring in your tablet, your laptop, and just to give you some assistance, about 20 minutes. But usually that's enough. We do have folks who can't get their voicemail to work. So it's a nice service for them, and the kids really like it. The other thing is coming up is a series on living with diabetes in October. And we're going to do an informational meeting October 4th, and then beginning Tuesday, October 10th, we'll run a six-week series. If you're interested in it, call down to the center to get more information, or for us to sign you up. So just we require that you sign up by October 6th so that the person giving that series will know. But we found these really helpful to kind of spread out the information so it's not coming at you in a 2-hour period. Spread it out, see how you're doing with your diabetes and what concerns you might have.
You know, looking at some of these other events you have, one thing that catches my eye, the Texas Hold'em Poker Fridays, October 13th, 27th. That sounds pretty fun.
We have a good group, and we had, I would say, we probably at least have 8 to 10, and they don't really want to split up and do it in two different tables, so they have a huge table that they play. We've had people walk in with no skills whatsoever, and they'll teach them right there as they go. And they've set up where the person who wins, then the next time they play, brings a prize.
Okay.
So that just kind of makes it a little more interesting.
You know, our very own Mitch Fortner is quite the poker player. I'm not too bad myself, actually, if I do admit.
But he better come down. Yeah. He better come down because they certainly come prepared. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's coming up pretty quick. I think the last time I was here, I kind of talked about one of our goals this year was to do to look at the services that our community provides for folks with Alzheimer's and dementia. And we started by talking with service providers and asking them, what is it you provide directly for that population? And we're in the process of then talking with caregivers, saying, what is it that you need? What would make it easier for you to provide that care? And in October, we will be sitting down with those service providers and saying, this is what you do in our community, and this is what's needed. And just to make sure that those match up, particularly because the number of people with Alzheimer's and dementia is only going to skyrocket. And all communities kind of need to be aware of that and to be prepared. And Raleigh County historically has been way ahead in terms of providing services in this community. And we hope to kind of get a jump on that before those numbers really skyrocket.
You know, I was just going to ask, I know places like the Senior Center are very dependent on some outside funding and those sort of things. How has funding been for the Senior Center?
Well, it's been fairly stable. We get 60% of our funding through the county. The other 40% we have to raise, which means that we do soup suppers, we do indoor sales, anything and everything. And one of the things we're trying to kind of get away from are all those sales, because the next generation coming up isn't so much interested in helping with it coming to them. So we're kind of looking at other revenue streams that we could do. But so far it's worked for us. So we'll just keep powering forward.
And you guys have enough help out there? I mean, you mentioned some of those volunteer efforts when it comes to people coming in to help with technology and those sort of things. Staffing-wise, everything fine?
Well, we're fortunate to have K-State, which has lots of talented students. We have a student now that's coming down from the social work program who's doing board games for us. And we have some folks who really just want to play, I think, aggravation or some other kinds of things. So programs we're not able to do, they supplement for us. And we'll call the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, said, can you find us a student who might be interested in doing this for us? We have some other students coming down that are going to help us sort through getting ready for a fabric sale. So we've been very blessed not only for our folks, for the seniors who volunteer, but also for the young people in the community.
All right. Thank you very much. Anything else you wanted to go over?
I think we're good. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And that was Jamie Ramsey with Raleigh County Senior Service Center. When we come back, we'll talk with Brian McNulty with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.